Hello, friends. It is Friday, October 21st, 2022. We've got a real gem today. It's heavy day at a high heart rate. I know, you're welcome. Second heavy day of the week. Don't forget, all the way back on Monday, we had that bonanza of Olympic lifting. And now we get your friend and mine, the front squat. Let's go below parallel with just a fantastic lift. The way that this heavy day at a high heart rate works, I hope you find it both challenging and enjoyable, is it's three short workouts. So not only is it a heavy day at a high heart rate, but this also would fall under the umbrella of just some good old-fashioned interval type training, because some people are going to be able to stomp the gas on this, and that's somewhat of the intention here. Here's what it is. It's 10 front squats at body weight. That'll get some people's undivided attention. Then 20 box jumps. Stop the clock. That's it. That's the whole entire first workout. Now, those box jumps are high, intentionally. 30 inches for the men, 24 inches for the women. Your legs aren't going to be feeling too spicy and fresh after those 10 front squats, but that's why I put the box jumps in the first of the three workouts and not at the end. And those 20 box jumps, feel free to step down. There's no need to do a rebounding box jump if that doesn't feel good, especially at that height. I can darn sure tell you I will be stepping down. And take a second. It's a decent size height, especially after the 10 front squats. Don't be in a rush to get a good time and you miss the box. So jump up, step down. When you're ready, nail the next one. When you're ready, nail the next one. So there's going to be a lot of leg drive, a lot of explosiveness needed, and a lot of stamina needed after a set of 10 heavy front squats. So it's going to be a fantastic training day. You then rest 3 minutes, and then boom, the next workout starts. Another 10 front squats at body weight. You drop that barbell, and then you get onto your friend and mine, the air bike, and you pound as fast as you can, 35 calories for the men, 25 calories for the women. And I'm here to tell you that I'm with you. That number of calories is probably about 15 more than I wish that it was. So that's the goal. It's just a larger chunk than you want. Again, on legs that are tired, you've had a 3 minute rest, but now you're 20 body weight front squats in. Don't forget about the box jumps that happened the first time, and now we're going to hammer those legs and lungs. When we hammered legs and lungs earlier in the week on a sprint day, it was running. So now we're going to hop on the bike. Final time, you rest 3 minutes. 10 front squats at body weight, and then this one is not going to be quick for most of us, but that's also why I put it at the end. It's okay. Let it take the time that it takes. 50 toes to bar. That's a big set of toes to bar. It's going to be very, very broken up by the overwhelming majority of us, and that's okay. If you can do it in sets of five, great. If you can take bigger chunks, fantastic. But for plenty of us, I bet even the last 15 to 20 of those 50 toes to bar, the sets might even go a little bit below sets of five. It's going to be a tough one, but as long as you have the strength, you have the capacity, just allow that last one to be a time where you're going to build that midline, and it takes a little bit longer, the clock continues to run, that's okay, because you get in a good sprint with the first one and a good sprint with the second one. And don't forget, we legitimately sprinted on Tuesday with the three 800 meter repeats. When I think of this workout, and this is the stuff that, you know, you can read that workout like I just said, but this is the stuff you don't get from just reading it. I do not envision a rack for this. I envision the barbell being on the ground. I hope that didn't sour anyone's day. The caveat to that is, if that loading on the ground is not a smart loading for you to clean, especially once you get fatigued, then you should use a rack. The workout isn't suddenly wrong if you use a rack. It's suddenly not an effective workout. None of that's not the case. But when I create this workout and I think about it, I think if the barbell is on the ground. So there's a clean involved each time. And then also not having a rack encourages you to try to accomplish those 10 front squats. I would love to see, at least with that first set, you know, because maybe as the workout goes on, things change depending upon how you feel downstairs in the legs. But I would want somebody to know unquestionably that it might be really darn tough, but they're going to get that first set of 10 front squats at body weight unbroken. Drop the bar and start the box jumps. That's what I want to see. It might be really hard, like I said. You might be like, thank goodness he didn't say 12. Thank goodness it's only 10. But I want to know that you could do it. And if you're like, no, that loading, 10 front squats at body weight, right off the bat, it's going to be a set of five. I'm going to have to rest 45 seconds or a minute, and then I'm going to do the second set of five. Then it's too challenging. I would like to see somebody use a loading that they can know is going to be darn hard, but they can get that first set of 10 unbroken. Now, if things change in the later rounds, so be it. We, of course, have the video, How to Approach Heavy Days, Lynchman Conversations number 113. Things to consider when I look at the wildcard option, It's very close to the workout of the day, but we're giving a more lenient percentage of body weight. So now instead of saying you have to use body weight on the front squat, the front squats are at anywhere from 50 to 75% of your body weight. And that's probably going to be a range that people can find. What's a really tough weight for a set of 10? And that's where you should be. And the other big change for the wildcard option is the toes to bar are out and V-ups are in. If that's a better option for you, if the V-ups, if the toes to bar, even though I said are challenging, that they would take you the better part of an hour, that's not what we're looking for. So the V-ups might be a great call. And then for the scaled option, I lowered the body weight percentage even a little bit more. Now it's using 30 to 50% of your body weight. And I'm giving you the option to do either front squats or back squats. The box height's lowered. It's also an option for a step up if you want. The calories in the bike have been reduced, and we've got sit-ups at the end instead of V-ups, so you should be good to go. Limited equipment crew, you know what you're doing. You're running. You don't have a bike. You're doing a slew of dumbbell squats, and you also got some burpees in there because you don't have a box to jump on, so you're always just getting full benefit. It should be a fantastic day. Heavy day at a high heart rate and below parallel in a different way than we went below parallel on linchpin test number 6, which was on Wednesday. That was with a lightweight, a wall ball for larger sets every time, sets of 21. And now we have a challenging set, that's for sure, a set of 10, but with a significantly heavier weight. And instead of a constantly moving 4-round workout, short and sharp, 3-minute rest, short and sharp, 3-minute rest, short and sharp. So again, everything is hitting these different little points of variance, from time domains to the loadings that we're using to the movements that we're selecting to where they're going below parallel overhead, that over the course of 1 day to 1 week to 1 month, we're covering our bases and developing the athlete in a very intelligent and intentional manner that helps them progress incrementally without unnecessarily beating them up. So hopefully you enjoy this heavy day at a high heart rate. And I will see you for tomorrow's workout.